This is the sound which has become all too familiar on the Central and South Coasts. It's the sound of a wildfire. In this case, the crackle of the 2017 Thomas Brush Fire. The massive 280,000-acre blaze in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties killed two people and destroyed more than 1,000 structures. On top of coronavirus, in addition to protest marches, we're in high brush fire season. A new state report points out that while brush clearance or defensible space around structures is a key to protecting them from fire, there are major inconsistencies around California when it comes to enforcement.
All of the people of California would be better served if there was a consistent application of a set of rules, in spite of the fact that people don't like to be told what to do. I mean, we saw that kind of reaction with masks and with social distancing. But I think if the message is clear and the consequences are consistent, that people will figure out it's the better way to do things.
Pedro Nava is chairman of the Little Hoover Commission, which did the study of wildfire preparedness. The commission serves as sort of a statewide grand jury, acting as an independent watchdog of the executive branch of the state government. Nava says as they researched the issue, they found a model in Ventura County, which they think should be used statewide.
What the county did in fire suppression and education was to notify property owners that they were in a particular area that needed to be maintained defensible space. They conducted an initial examination, and then they went back. Usually they give a notice in April, and then they inspect in June. I think what makes a difference is if you are consistent in the application of the criteria.
The report notes that in 2018, Ventura County property owners voluntarily cleared more than 16,000 parcels. The county only had to use enforcement efforts to clear brush in 24 pieces of land.
They were serious about the work that had to be done. And secondly, that as a property owner in a wildfire area, you have a responsibility to your neighbor. You want to be a good neighbor. You do not want your failure to create defensible space on your property to be the reason why your neighbor's home is destroyed.
But enforcement is more of an issue in other parts of the state. California's fire agency, CAL FIRE, provides some services in 36 of the state's 58 counties, and it is the fire department for 8 counties, including San Luis Obispo County. The report notes that because of coronavirus, CAL FIRE is asking people to do their own defensible space assessments using an online tool.
I went to the CAL FIRE website, looked at the material that they have available for homeowners. I think the website is very well done. The information is clear and understandable. There is a survey that you log on to. You put in the address of your property. It then tells you whether or not you are, in fact, in an area where you must conduct defensible space clearing, and then it gives you the steps to do it. The concern that I have is, how do you compel members of the public to do what it is they're supposed to do?
Nava notes that the state is much more lenient than Ventura County when it comes to violations.
You have to have 3 violations within a 5-year period, which it seems to me is just not the right way to do it. We have had horrible experiences with wildfires. We're going to continue to have that. And I think the state would be better served if there was a consistent application of a set of rules like in Ventura County throughout the state of California.
Mike DeForge is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Other areas, they don't deal with fire as often as our residents do, unfortunately. We live through major fires, Thomas Fire, the Woolsey Fire, these fires that keep on coming. And we have really, I think, savvy residents, too, that understand the importance of it.
Nava says the state commission he chairs believes this issue is so critical, the effectiveness of the online approach has to be assessed.
I think that there's going to need to be significant follow-up conducted by CAL FIRE, because they're going to have to provide data that the program is successful in getting people to assume the responsibility on their own when you don't have a fire marshal knocking on your door.
That's Pedro Nava, chairman of the state's Little Hoover Commission. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.